Welcome to Future Commerce, the podcast about cutting-edge commerce and next-generation commerce techniques, tools, and everything else in between. I'm Brian Lang, your host. I'm without my co-host, Philip, today. Shout out, Philip. You've been helping me get all these NRF interviews going, and I really appreciate all your support on this. So really excited to have Brian Moran on the show today. Brian is quite the expert in SMB, and so I'm really excited to talk with him about the future of commerce for the SMB market and lots of other stuff. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Brian, and give us a little history about who you are, your journey to where you are now, and just, yeah, introduce yourself.
Okay, sure. I'm Brian Moran. Currently, I am the founder and CEO of Brian Moran and Associates, and we're a consulting company that has two divisions. We help marketers, large marketers, such as IBM, target the SMB space, and we have another division that helps everyone from startups to growing entrepreneurs run better businesses. So whatever they need, we'll help them, whether it's financing, going global, procurement, social media, stuff
nice.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah. And you actually have quite a history of journalism too. So where does that come into play here in your career?
Sure. Well, actually, I went to journalism school at Marquette University in Wisconsin.
Nice.
But I actually started my publishing career on the business side at Success Magazine. And then I went to Entrepreneur Magazine and Inc. Magazine. I think I might be the only person in America that's worked at all three of those publications. I had my own publishing company for about 8 years, and I published magazines such as Urban Success and Winning Bids, which were I owned. And then I published the SBA's National Magazine for Business Owners. After that, I went back into corporate America for a brief spell. I was one of the executive directors at the Wall Street Journal, and I left there in 2012 to start my current company.
Nice. Yeah. And, you've been out on your own since 2012 now. What's it like owning your own business as opposed to, you know, kind of coming out of the journalism world and going into its consulting side of business?
For the people who have the entrepreneurial spirit and it's in their DNA, there's nothing like owning your own business. Yes, the initial leap is a tough one, but once you get past that, the idea of being in control of your own destiny, you know, is something that I couldn't imagine not having. And I'll give you a great quote that I actually got from my mother, and it was it had to do with job security when I was thinking about starting my own business. And my mother asked me what my concerns were, and I said, "Well, security for one. I have a mortgage. I have four young children."
Yeah.
And she said, "The only security you will ever need in your life is between your ears."
Yeah, good advice.
Yeah,
good advice.
Except when, of course, you know, I go to the bank and they ask me for some security on a loan that I want. And I reach towards my head and I think, well, will you accept this?
That typically doesn't work. You never know.
Right,
you never
right.
know. Yeah, no, I love to see SMB succeed. So, you know, I'm really excited to talk with you. I'm come from a kind of a history of e-commerce and we played in the SMB space quite a bit. And, you know, there's been quite a lot of new tech released over the past year, even over the past few weeks at CES and so on. Some seems like it could be a barrier due to cost, but, you know, some seems like it could really empower SMBs to, you know, in new ways. So, sure. You know, what are a few lines of new tech you feel good about SMBs investing in?
Well, the savvy business owners, they're talking to their IT people or their IT development partners right now. And, you know, they're inquiring about cognitive computing and how it's going to change their specific industry. And that's what business owners need to do. I mean, if you are about growth in your business, as opposed to the lifestyle business owners that see everything as an expense as opposed to an investment.
Right.
So it's really, we're talking about those types of business owners that see investing in technology and cognitive computing as an investment into their companies. They need to be reading everything they can get their hands on about cognitive, AI, virtual reality, conversational commerce, and how these technologies are going to disrupt their industries very soon. And it's going to be in every aspect from, you know, supply chain logistics to customer purchasing and payment solutions. So again, you want to have as much information about future disruption as you possibly can so you can prepare for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, no, really good advice. I think, you know, you mentioned conversational commerce, and it seems like chatbots could actually be a real point of empowerment, especially with tech like IBM Watson. And so, you know, on the show, we've talked about how even in the near term, some businesses may not necessarily need your standard catalog website anymore. Do you have any advice on how SMBs can properly leverage chatbots and what they can do to prepare for the future of chat?
Yeah, well, chatbots can definitely help SMBs automate some of the more mundane tasks and questions that they receive from their customers. They then need to take that time that they're saving and focus on the bigger picture of where their business is going.
Yeah, that's good.
So, but they should also use that time to educate themselves, as I mentioned earlier, on disruptive technology in their specific industry. As I mentioned earlier, business owners should have a conversation with their development team or their partner about how to implement chatbots into their business, because in different industries, you know, it has a different implementation,
right?
You know, rate, yeah. And you know, there are some that this technology is not going to be applicable. And I see that in kind of the bigger purchases, the longer term selling process, as opposed to like maybe in the B2C world where it's, you know, changes are taking place in real time.
Yeah.
You know, the chatbots are going to free up your time because you don't have to answer every single question that you get.
Yeah.
You know, they can cover the FAQs for you.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think the one thing that you mentioned there that I really resonates with me and is, in short, if you're a small business owner or you're running a part of a small business, right now, it is imperative to go educate yourself on what's available to you. And if you're, that's really the first step, mm-hmm. because, you know, otherwise I think either one, you're going to miss out on opportunities,
right.
or two, you're going to get surpassed by, you know, your competitors really quickly. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I think there's a lot of, just being here at NRF, it just hammers this home. There are a lot of people out there, a lot of businesses out there that want to sell you their solution. And it is, unless you personally have some amount of education in this area, you know, in the area of advancement that you want to make, it's going to be really easy to get, you know, pulled into a solution that may not be a good fit for your business or may not be a good solution at all.
Right. And that's always the question, you know, how it interacts with the other technology you have, and in terms of scaling, you know, you need to know where you want your business to be next year,
yeah.
3 years from now, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And you don't want technology that's going to lead you down a dead end.
Right.
Let's take a step back and talk about technology. Most businesses, and I tell this to a lot of my clients, you need to have that, you know, strategic goal of where you want to be at the end of 2017, at the end of 2020. And, you know, that goal needs to be specific. It needs to be measurable and attainable. So it could be a revenue number. It could be how many new accounts you plan to open. It could be market share. But it's a specific number. Everything that you do in your business from today to the end of the year should lead you towards that goal. And so the challenge for businesses that are looking to invest in technology to grow it is, what's going to help me get closer to my goal, and what's a wild goose chase?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, when in doubt, you know, err on the side of caution, because there's an onboarding process. There is a, it's getting your whole team to change the way that they do business and your customers. The way they interact with you. You don't want 6 months later to say, okay, we made a mistake. We're going to scrap this technology and start something new.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think there are a lot of wild goose chases out there right now. And so going with something that maybe has a little bit more market penetration and, it's clearer that it's got a future is a really smart play. And the other thing is picking things that you know that you can sort of sink your teeth into and not picking something that's too big, because that can also happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you have to take into consideration, what's the learning curve with this technology that we're going to be implementing, and how is it going to affect my employees? And, you know, how many of them, you know, there are companies where employees will simply sabotage your efforts because they don't want to change.
Yeah.
And so that's the mindset of your corporate culture, you know, and is the corporate culture in your company open to change? And, you know, if there are silos between marketing and sales and technology and HR, and the fact that they don't interact with each other, their systems don't really work well together, and you try and introduce disruptive technology, you're biting off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
And then it comes back, instead of being a positive or even a neutral, now it's a negative.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, that's when you start to look at technology like a cost, right? And like you mentioned, you know, you want to be looking at it as like an opportunity to invest. But if you do take on some of these technologies that are a little bit too big for you, all of a sudden it really, it changes the way you think about things. Mm-hmm. And you start to, and I've seen this with SMBs, you start to really sort of present it, and that's when you start to think of it like it's a cost instead of an investment.
Right. So,
yeah.
So you know what? Talk to your customers. I mean, if you're going to introduce technology that's going to make, you know, visiting your website easier and seamless and efficient, you know, make sure that's what your customers are asking for.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing with, you know, your workforce productivity. You know, it's not going to hurt you to, you know, get involvement and engagement from the employees who are expected to use this technology every single day. You can also ask like-minded businesses. You know, that's the beauty of social.
Yes.
Saying, okay, I'm considering, you know, bringing this technology, this CRM system or something like that into my business. Who's used it and what have your results been so far?
That's great. Yeah, really good advice. I'm loving this. Back to Chatbox real quick, or I guess beyond chatbots even. You know, I think there's a lot of talk out there about AI, and so there's Watson, and, you know, then we've got the personal assistants like Google and Alexa, Siri, and so on. What have you seen as successful, you know, applications of some of these AI technologies? Do you have any good examples of people that you've seen?
Yeah. So from a personal perspective, you know, I'm gonna take this.
There you
out
go.
Of the,
oh,
the
I like this. Yeah, there we go.
You know, I love what I've been seeing and using with these tools.
Yeah.
You know, Alexa is like my fifth child.
Right.
And my personal virtual assistant. But from that, you know, being from a business perspective, you know, these tools can be great resources for content development. You know, you can ask Watson a question about your industry and post the answer on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, think about how easy it would be to provide educational content to your customers and your prospects and strengthening that relationship with them online.
Mm.
You know, that a lot of the challenges in the SMB space is, it comes down to, what do I talk about? What am I going to post?
Right.
And it's like, you know, I don't want to post something that's a mistake. You know, it's also, I need to have access to industry information quickly that I know my customers will benefit from seeing.
Yeah.
In that, you know, even that B2B world or to a certain extent, the B2C world. So these, you know, let's call them virtual assistants, you know, can provide that information with you, you know, to you very quickly.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Good advice. So, you know, on the flip side of all this, you know, I've seen some pretty cool augmented reality and virtual reality tech lately, but it seems like the entry point might still be a little high. Although I did see some stuff here at NRF that maybe is changing my mind on that, actually. When do you think that, you know, SMBs will be able to leverage this kind of tech? Stuff that, you know, is a little bit maybe higher, a little bit more difficult technically to implement, and, you know, maybe you could point out a few of those tools where you're like, hey, maybe not quite ready for SMBs, like, let's leave that to enterprise and let them develop that before small to medium sized businesses do.
So you're going to hear me repeat myself.
Yeah.
And I have a tendency to do that with my small business clients.
Yeah.
Because you know what they need to do is they need to keep their eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Right. The first thing is, do you have that strategic, measurable goal? And everything you do is going to lead you towards that goal.
Yes. Right?
And so, again, we talk about augmented reality, virtual reality, social media. It's all just a means to an end.
Right.
And so if you're the business owner and you keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in these areas, AI, VR, social, you will then be able to decide what's the right time for your business to make this investment. You talk to your IT people, you talk to your development partners, you talk to your customers, you talk to your employees. And so it's having, you know, it requires efficiency in your business.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always tell the CEOs of companies, you know, watch the time robbers in your business, because what you need to do requires a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so if you are losing your time to these meetings that don't really lead to anywhere,
right,
or these, you know, lunches with friends or whatever, you know, those prime time hours are so critical for businesses, especially the ones that are growing. If you treat your time wisely, and time is the only currency that matters, I talk about that a lot too, then you will have the opportunity to investigate the technology in your business, talk to all of the people that you need to talk to, and then decide when's the right time for me to implement it.
Yeah, no, I think what I'm hearing you say is basically, actually, barrier to entry is not the right metric. It's actually about picking out the right solutions that are going to help you achieve that 10-year goal.
Yeah. And so as the tailors used to say, you know, 100 years ago, measure twice, cut once, right? So it's okay. I don't think there doesn't need to be a rush to introducing technology to your business if you haven't done your homework, right? It's I'd rather see you take more time and investigate it and ask the right questions. Make sure you talk to the right people. Don't leave a stone unturned before you say, okay, I'm gonna start implementing this disruptive technology because the potential for the downside, you know, issues that would come in, you know, with your employees, with your customers, onboarding, and
departmentally.
Because then all of a sudden, you know, the worst thing that happens is 6-9 months down the road, you've invested anywhere from a couple of thousand to a couple of hundred thousands of dollars into this technology or into social media. And you say to yourself, you know what, I didn't set it up properly.
Right.
And my team didn't set it up properly. And we didn't address these obstacles, which were obvious to, they should have been obvious to us. And now I need to scrap everything and start all over.
Yeah, I think another thing that I'm hearing as you're talking, and this, I think this is really important to call out, is you have to have someone on your team or a partner that you genuinely trust. If you're not doing the investigation yourself, so I think maybe even before, you know, starting to learn about this, if you're not going to be the one making the making the calls or you know, really calling the shots on what to do, then probably the right thing to do is to make sure you have the right team that you can rely on to go achieve this. I think that's another big piece of this. If you're not confident in that person, then you need to find someone else.
Absolutely. And that goes back to corporate culture and seeing the big picture and sharing that vision of where you want to be at the end of the year with your partners and your vendors and your employees and sometimes even your customers. You know, if you have that strong relationship with your customer and they appreciate it and you let them inside, you know, under the hood of your business, you know, I have found that they will be your champion. You know, they will work with you and it strengthens the relationship.
Yeah.
But a lot of that requires taking a proactive approach. And that's what leaders do.
Yeah.
They take a proactive approach to business.
And investment. I think that's the other thing.
Yeah. Because this SMB market, they have a finite amount of money.
Yeah.
Right. So, and there are going to be so many changes that happen in the next 2-3 years. I mean, so many that you will see good businesses make bad decisions that will suddenly put them behind the eight ball, right? Because they, whether it's in technology they invested in or they didn't invest in, and suddenly they just, it was like a tsunami that hit them.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Yeah, no, and I think just from my angle on this, and I if you're not going to be able to handle in educating yourself, or you're not going to be able to, you know, you don't feel like you're going to be able to handle the technical side of this, make sure you find a good partner. It's absolutely imperative. So, yeah, good call. All right, so we've been seeing a lot of new tech this month, like CES, you know, here at NRF, you know, at the big show. What tech have you seen that's been released in, say, the last 6 months that that really has caught your eye that you feel like is going to revolutionize commerce in some way, or is something that small to medium-sized businesses really need to go invest in now?
So in the SMB space, what you see, and we touched on this earlier,
yeah,
you know, it starts with the focus on enterprise.
Yeah.
And you know, the companies get their enterprise solutions set, and then it starts to trickle down into the SMB space. So in 2017, what I want to see more from SMB is actually invest in social, video, and engaging with their customers and prospects who are on the go. You know, a mobile-first approach to marketing, sales, customer service is going to be critical for a small business's success in 2017 and even beyond. But there, you know, there's always that lag time of implementation of technology, you know, from enterprise down to SMB. So really what was hot in 2015 and 2016 in big business is now affordable and, you know, expected in the SMB, you know, market.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, I think that there are a lot of, small, you know, SMBs that have already started to approach mobile properly, but I think there are a lot that still haven't. And so if you haven't done that, you have to now, like, get out there, stop listening to this podcast and go get mobile. Cause it's where, you know, the younger generation is. It's not a generational thing. It's where everyone is now.
Think about this. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. I tell every one of my clients this. And think about how they approach your business. You know, I go to your website on my desktop or computer, on my laptop, and then on my phone. You know, what kind of quality am I getting out of the website? You know, is your website designed for mobile interaction? Is it easier for me to make purchases or look at products and stuff on your website from my smartphone? And can I buy them? And then, you know, whether it's, you know, movie tickets or ordering stuff from a sporting goods store or whatever. I mean, where we're going now is everything is on the go. So your smartphone is everything. And that applies to, I'll say, 90% of all businesses.
Yeah.
And so you have to approach it from your customer's perspective, and what are their expectations, and what are you delivering? And I promise you this, for the majority of businesses, there is a wide chasm between the two. You are not delivering what your customers want, but because they like you and they like doing business with you, they accept it.
Yes, I agree. I think that's really true. And that's how you lose business ultimately, because even, you know, people may like you, you know, they might be really good friends with you, but if you aren't actually able to provide them, or if there's someone else out there that can provide them with a solution that's going to save them time or money, ultimately, in the end, at some point, they're going to make the switch because it makes dollars and cents.
Look, here's a final piece of advice I'll give. Look at what your competitors are doing. You know, not only look at what your customers are doing, but look at what your competition is doing. So be a prospect on their website and see what kind of AI or virtual reality or conversational commerce. Yeah. See what technology they've implemented into their business and be honest with yourself. Have other people in your company do it and then sit down and say, okay, what did we like about our experience with our competitors? What didn't we like? What do we need to focus on right now?
And what can we do better, right?
Steal that business.
Exactly. Now that's good. No, this is all really good. Thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate hearing your insight. Do you have anything else you want to add before we pull off the air here?
You know what? To any of the small and mid-sized business companies out there, you know, best of luck in your endeavors and efforts in 2017. You can find me, if you want to, on Twitter. My handle is at Brian Moran, BrianMoran. Let me know that you listen to this podcast and you had a question. I'd be more than happy to interact with you and help you any way I can.
Thanks, Brian. And we'll definitely be tweeting this out as it goes live, too. So we'll be in contact. And thanks so much for coming on the show. It was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.